Sibilance, Justin Akery joined by Chris Kane's Mint Tie in the zone today. Andy T is here.
Mint. Is
Super Bowl Thursday, everybody. Super Bowl Thursday. Today in the zone, we get a live pick from none other than Joe Klein. Who knows more about NFL football than Joe Klein? Probably a few people, but he...
Not many.
Yeah. He is one of the most well-versed Kansas City Chiefs fans I know. I'll tell you that much. Chris Sugarcane.
You know, there's not a lot of those out there.
Take your coat off. Stay a while.
I will. I'd like to. I just got in.
I saw
rushed.
That.
Yeah.
Kick your feet up. That's okay. Get your iPad rocking. I got things. Matty T and I can hold it down for a few moments while you get yourself together.
Thank you.
It's fine. We need a team of handlers in here getting you straightened out.
Would you have something else to do this morning?
Yeah. I know this TV thing's really getting in the way of our fill-in radio appearances. Okay, so this weekend, Arkansas back on the court. If you care, against LSU, there is SEC basketball tonight if you're interested. At 6 o'clock tonight on ESPN, if I'm reading this correctly, it says ESPN /2, so I don't know which one it's on. But anyway, Florida and Mississippi State will be televised tonight. I'm not sure if I want to watch that or not. Auburn and Alabama had to be postponed today because of the poor weather in that part of the country. They're going to play tonight on SEC TV at 7 o'clock.
Riveting stuff there.
Oh, buddy. Woo. Exactly. I say the loser gives up basketball.
Forever?
Forever. Because let's be honest, out of the 3,000 fans in attendance tonight, who really cares who wins this game?
3,000? You're going to give them that much?
That's bad weather.
Well, only because it's Auburn, Alabama. Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a push.
I don't even know if they care about winning that game. They'll have another crack at it later, I assume. I assume these two teams are still playing each other twice a year. So anyway, the other games this weekend, pretty good game. Kentucky's at Missouri this weekend. That should be compelling.
How about that?
We have a couple of SEC teams that are probably, I think, headed to the NCAA tournament. Kentucky's a pretty safe bet. Georgia's at Auburn this weekend, so Auburn with a quick turnaround. Luckily for them, they get to go home, or stay home, I guess, after hosting Alabama tonight. South Carolina's at Ole Miss this weekend. Ole Miss squarely on the bubble, needs to play well, cannot afford a slip-up against a horrific South Carolina team. Texas A&M's at Florida this weekend. Arkansas LSU again at 4 o'clock. Mississippi State's at Vandy, and Tennessee's at Alabama. Florida undefeated in SEC play. Kentucky's lone loss to Arkansas. Makes me feel pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Kentucky did lose to LSU the other night.
Kentucky's lone loss, and then the second loss.
Yes. They have two lone losses.
Good point.
Yes.
You know what? I went to the SEC website this morning, jockstrapped to them. I printed the standings, didn't even double check it, and just assumed that it was correct. You're right.
Wrong again, SEC Network.
5-2, very bad. Somebody's going to get on that. That's something you can't be wrong about.
They're still second in the SEC with that 5-2 record, tied with Ole Miss at 5-2.
This weekend, Chris Kane, if you're not going to be sticking around here to watch Razorback basketball, how would you like to go to the Super Bowl?
I guess, yeah.
I'm sort of indifferent too.
I mean, I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
There's something about 30 degrees and couple $1,000 for a ticket, or at least, you know, $1,000 for a ticket. It just doesn't seem like it's that enticing to me.
I'm with you. I agree. There are 18,000 seats available, according to a report I saw this morning. As of Tuesday afternoon, according to CBS in New York, 18,000 seats remain for the game.
Good. I hope the NFL looks at this and says, okay, we screwed up. We tried to make it something different in the Big Apple. I don't think it's going to be a sellout. By the way, when I say that, I mean they might say, well, we sold out tonight, but the stands are not going to be full. There's no way.
Ticket prices have fallen to $1,500 and haven't stabilized, so they could fall even lower. Maybe it's may not be enough to get some local residents to MetLife Stadium, though, according to one man. He says if the Jets aren't playing in the Super Bowl, which will be 30 years from now, I'm not in.
Well, think about this, too. If you're a diehard fan in either city, it's over 2,000 miles to come from Seattle. And it's over 1,700 miles to come from Denver.
Yeah.
That's where all your true fans. And the NFL, it's not about the fan. The Super Bowl is not about the fan anymore. It's about the big business. It's commercialized.
You know, I will say this too, Chris, is that, you know, we always talk about how the game day experience in your living room has improved exponentially. You don't have to wait on lines at the bathroom. You have perfect weather conditions. You got a big screen TV to see the game. You get a million camera angles as opposed to only your line of vision from where your seat is.
You can replay yourself if you want to.
Yes,
10 times.
Pause live action. You can catch up during the commercials. You can replay commercials, especially during the Super Bowl. It's a big deal to be able to do that. And most importantly, for those who live in the state of Washington or the state of Colorado, if you happen to partake, you can smoke weed in the comfort of your own home while watching the Super Bowl. You can't do that at MetLife Stadium.
No. And you know what
else? At least not legally.
You know, that type of experience, I think, no one's going to go for these 1,500. I say no one. Most people won't go for these high-priced, overpriced tickets anymore when you have that type of option to stay at home and watch it with your friends. When you're sitting in the stadium, and I'm really kind of on that side already, and in any sport almost. There are some that I think are better in person. You talked about that the other day, and I agree with you on a lot of those. But football is one that on TV, you have all those different benefits of staying at home. And if you're in the stands, you're sitting next to two people. If you want to say something to – if you're sitting three people down – Hey, Justin.
Hey, Chris.
How was that play down there?
That was awesome.
Great catch, wasn't it?
Pass the nachos.
All right, I'll see you in a little bit. When you're at home, hey, man, let's rewind that. Let's see that play again.
Could you move a few seats down, please?
Yeah, will you grab me another beer while you're in the kitchen?
Exactly.
The benefits, I think, totally outweigh the Super Bowl experience of staying at home.
In our tax bracket, $1,500 is a pile of money to be spending on a game.
One ticket for that.
It would have to be a team that I cared about. It would have to be an environment that would be more pleasant.
Even then,
I need to be able to wear shorts or at least jeans and a t-shirt to the game. I don't want to wear a parka to a Super Bowl. This is going to be ridiculous. But anyway, that's fine. I think it will be a great game. It is a great matchup. We're going to talk more about that coming up. Paul Basir of PredictionMachine.com is going to join us at the bottom of this hour. He basically does a simulation on the games that he predicts.
Doesn't he do them like hundreds or thousands of times?
50,000 times.
Gosh.
So we'll find out who he thinks is going to win and some of the key matchups for this particular game. Also, a little bit later, Dominic Rhodes, former teammate of Peyton Manning's. He was rushed for over 100 yards in the Super Bowl that Peyton Manning won.
That's right, in the rainy game down there against the Rex Grossman-led Bears.
One of the other worst ever Super Bowl. In fact, it might be. I looked it up this weekend. It might be the worst Super Bowl weather ever.
Yes.
Honestly, rainy, not very warm. And the Colts won. Peyton Manning did just fine. He wasn't great, but he was good enough to win the MVP. Rhodes had a great game, though. Over 100 yards rushing, and they win. And he's going to join us today. We're going to talk a little bit about Manning. We're going to talk about Super Bowl week, the distractions, when you can really focus in, how much that impacts it. Weather, obviously, he's played through that before. Don't expect any precipitation during this particular Super Bowl, but he's dealt with that before. So look forward to visiting with him. But the bottom line for me is, if you want to go, there are some tickets available. Speaking of the weed angle, too, one more time. I'm assuming those storylines will get old eventually. Marshawn Lynch, huge fan favorite in Seattle. By the way, I saw him today. He just doesn't look quite right. But I will say this. The guy is an animal.
Just doesn't look
I love
quite
watching
right.
him run. There's only two guys that are worth the price of admission to watch run. He and Adrian Peterson. Those are the two guys that, to me, are the most standout.
Someone brought up Shady McCoy the other day, too.
And he's pretty spectacular.
He's up there, too, yeah.
But it's a different kind of game.
I know what you mean, yeah.
He's incredible, and he's very talented.
He's versatile.
Very versatile.
Yes, Marshawn Lynch and AP are just incredible.
Every time they run the ball, they act as though if they don't get another yard, they're going to die.
Yes.
It's as though they're truly running for their lives. Nobody I've seen run like that. I mean, not since guys like Jim Brown. Yeah. Even as great as Barry Sanders was, as great as Emmitt Smith was.
Bo Jackson
was close, I guess, but Bo was a little different because he was so freakishly athletic, better than everybody else. It was a different deal. I mean, he was running away from people most of the time, from what I remember. But these guys run as though their lives depend on it. I've never seen anything like it. It's really incredible, their desire to gain that extra yard. And their ball security is pretty impressive considering, you know, how they stretch for every bit of it they can get. Anyway, Marshawn Lynch, there is an ode to him in Washington, or should I say an odor to him. There's a new strain at the Queen Anne Cannabis Club called Beast Mode. It's extremely strong, store owner Nate Diggity Johnson tells the Seattle Times.
That's his name? Yes, Nate Diggity.
Marshawn has gears when he's running, and it's kind of like that. It has a little bit of slow start, and then it kicks in.
It sounds like that Cat Williams skit.
I know very
little. What?
I know very little about marijuana. Johnson explained the strain was originally supposed to be called Girl Scout cookies, but the growers realized that wasn't a strong enough name once they harvested it. Most of the marijuana sold in Seattle dispensaries has a THC level between 12 and 20. The Beast Mode is on the high end at 17.6, costs $13 a gram and $150 a half ounce. Is that a lot?
I don't know what that means.
Yes, that's a lot.
Okay. It hit me like Beast Mode, Johnson recalled one of the growers saying. Lynch has registered trademarks on the phrase Beast Mode, but Johnson does not think it'll be an issue since the store sells donation-based medical cannabis. The money paid for the weed is supposed to cover employee salaries and the cost of running the store, not turn a profit. So maybe I'll leave it be.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta get me some of that Beast Mode.
It starts slow, but then it really kicks in.
Yeah. All right, so I saw a few lists today of tips on throwing a Super Bowl party. Frankly, I didn't find many of them very useful.
Really?
So if anybody has any suggestions for those out there who are throwing parties, I'd like for people to be able to share their ideas on the show. That's what we're here to be as a forum. It's 1017. Again, coming up, Dominic Rhodes. We're going to talk to Paul Basir of PredictionMachine.com. Joe Klein's in to talk about UALR's matchup tonight at home against the University of Louisiana, or as I like to call them, the artist formerly known as Louisiana Lafayette.
They were pretty good back before they split up.
Well, they're a one-point road favorite tonight in Little Rock, so they must be pretty good this year as well.
Okay.
Always have athletes, always very talented. Meanwhile, I think Louisiana Monroe is in Jonesboro, and I think they may be a road favorite tonight, or at least the line is very close in Jonesboro. And, of course, Joe Klein's got a lot of splaining to do. That was his scout on ASU. I guess one of the things he didn't scout was the impact that James White being out because of his ankle injury would have on their performance on the road in Jonesboro last week, and I'm sure he was probably well aware that that would be an issue. Gus Leipers played well the last couple of games. He'll start again tonight for UALR as they host the University of Louisiana. All right, let me get Phil in here. Hey, Phil, how are you?
Hey, Justin.
What's up?
There was some kind of a deal with Madden where they predict the results of the Super Bowl, which 8 out of 10 times they were correct.
Yes, the last 8 out of 10, yes.
That's right.
And they said on this one that it'll go into overtime and Denver will kick a field goal and win.
Right.
I would love for it to go into overtime. I don't care who – I don't have a play
what was
in this
that?
Game.
What kind of a deal was that through Madden?
Well, they you can simulate a game. You don't have to play the game itself. You can just let the computer simulate it, and they simulated it, and they had Denver winning in overtime.
So you think this will happen?
I'm with Chris. I cannot remember, Phil, and I don't know how you feel about this particular game. I really like Seattle. I also really like Peyton Manning. I could not care less who won. But I'm like, Chris, if I get bonus football and it goes to overtime and it's a dramatic last-second finish, I'm going to feel like a winner.
Let's do it.
Well, if the weather is real bad, if it's blowing and snowing and everything, I would think that Seattle would have the edge.
Yeah, theoretically, I would say, too, understory. Yeah, the one story that's not been brought up as much, I think, is the run game of the Broncos. It doesn't get much attention because of the great receivers and obviously Peyton Manning's play.
That's a triple threat.
Well, they're the two guys combined for 100 yards. And Moreno combined for like 100 yards last game. So,
of all the three shows, I like yours the best.
Well, thank you. We have four shows, Phil, but I listen.
Four?
Yeah, I
appreciate. Oh, well, that didn't count.
Okay, well, I appreciate you listening anyway. I don't know which one doesn't count, but that's cool. Thanks, Phil.
Bye.
All right. 8 out of 10, yeah. So we'll see if that's accurate or not. I'm curious to see what Paul Basir says. But I'm with you too, Chris. I cannot remember a game in the Super Bowl that I cared less about the outcome. Last year, I picked the Ravens. I liked the Ravens. They seemed to be the team to beat. I bet with Chris Peterson on the game. He and I have another wager pending. I picked first last year. I'm going to let him pick this year. And I'm glad because this year I have no way. I'm going to feel totally comfortable with either team.
I like the fact that this game is so up in the air, even though you have one of the greatest offenses of all time, and you talk about Seattle's defense. I know you mentioned they're 32nd all time, correct? That was the stat that was given out of all in NFL history.
Yeah.
Here's something interesting you might like about this. The Seahawks defense, the first to lead the NFL in fewest yards and points allowed, fewest passing yards, and most takeaways since 1970. That's according to Brian Betts.
That's pretty impressive. That's almost 50 years.
That right there, I mean, they might not be the, you know, even top 15 of all time, but
almost 40 years. Maybe I should say that.
Well,
that's
you know.
In between, I guess. It's like 44 years, right?
Who, you know, math, that whole thing.
Well, I'm like, wait a minute, it can't be almost 50 years because I was born in 70. Oh, gosh, I'm almost
44
40.
Years.
Wow, that's
sad. I know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's a long time.
Yeah, anyway, long time. But they're
that's impressive.
A stout defense nonetheless.
Yeah, they have dominated their competition better than any team in a long time, without a doubt.
And they play in a really tough division, too.
And the rules have gone to favor the offense much more over the years, as I think you and Phil Olsen have both pointed out repeatedly.
Yes.
So that's a fair point. I just don't remember never having a rooting interest in the Super Bowl. I always either bet on the game with somebody a few bucks. Or I had a rooting interest one way, whether the Packers were playing or I had a connection to some player on one of the teams, or there was a team I hated and I rooted against them. Whatever it was, I think ever since I was a little kid and my dad would bet me a dollar on games. Thanks a lot, Frank, for pushing me down that dark road of gambling. Great stuff.
For gambling help, call 1-888.
I know, exactly. But anyway, I don't know that I've ever not had a rooting interest. This is the first year where I am Switzerland this year.
You're just complacent, right?
I'm not. I wouldn't say that because I am interested in the game.
Oh,
But I don't have a rooting. I am totally Switzerland here. I am the neutral country. I invite
right in
you,
the middle.
I invite you both to the table to work out your differences, and I'd be happy to try to be a go-between. But I have no rooting interest.
I don't either. I like both quarterbacks. I like. You know what? I like Richard Sherman.
I do too. I love Richard Sherman.
I'm not rooting against that guy. Both coaches, I think, are fine.
You know what? In order to bring everything back to together, Matt, when you get time today, dump in that song by Kendrick Lamar, Compton. In honor of Richard Sherman, we're going to play that for his hometown. It's the only Kendrick Lamar song that I found out of 15 that I listened to a couple days ago that I really liked.
You said the other day when you were listening to one that it was so terrible you wouldn't even let it get past the intro.
Yeah, and
you went and listened to more?
Well, just to be fair, I mean, I don't think you should form an opinion unless you try to seek out the information. And I listened to like 15 of his songs the other day driving around. It's just not for me. I don't like his voice. I don't care for the whole deal. He sounds to me like a really young guy, but he's like 27. But if Macklemore and a lot of these other people in the industry love him, he must be very talented, so what do I know? Maybe I'll like more of his stuff down the road. But the one thing that he did with Dre, and he's probably done more than one thing with Dre, the song called Compton I thought was great.
Well, let's play for Sherman.
Maybe it had more Dre influence than it had Kendrick Lamar. I don't know. Anyway, we'll dedicate it to Richard Sherman, who I agree. I think there are so many guys to like. If I had to pick a team, I am torn, though. Again, I'm torn in that regard, too, because the thing is, I have two rooting interests in Seattle.
Okay.
There's a guy from Jacksonville who's a pro that plays defensive line, Clint McDonald, who I really like. He's been in the studio a couple times. Great guy. Alvin Bailey's a former Razorback.
Alvin Bailey, yes.
Good guy.
Yes.
We got nothing on the Broncos, but then I've also been making for 2 weeks the argument that Peyton Manning's the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, which you have been playing devil's advocate well on.
Yes, thank you.
And to cement that legacy or to have a really strong point, he's got to win a second Super Bowl. He's got to.
Has to.
And so,
so for your argument's sake, you're going for the Broncos.
Do I want to root for the guy that I actually know, or do I want to root for the guy who's making my argument for me? I'm torn. I mean, really, if I wasn't in this particular position or profession, it'd be so much easier to just root for Seattle. But I don't know, man. What's up, Steve?
What's up, guys? All right, great show.
Which team has more Tide on it?
Which team has more Tide?
Which team has more Alabama players on it? Because certainly they probably both have at least one, right?
Yeah, I think Seattle does actually. I'll have to Google that, and I'll give you a call tomorrow. And find out.
I'm embarrassed that you have not looked that up. I'm embarrassed for you. What kind of you got an Alabama Crimson Tide tat on your left pec and one on your right pec, and you don't know where the Alabama players are in this Super Bowl. I'm embarrassed for you,
Wait,
son.
In your defense, Steve, there are a lot of them in the league to keep track of.
Okay, odds are there's a Bama player on every roster in the league.
To help you out, Steve, I understand there's probably a lot that you have to keep track of. Well, but I think there's several on those teams.
Yeah, I'm gonna root for Peyton Manning because I like his classiness. I like the fact that he's coming back from adversity. I do think defense wins championships. I've always thought that, especially with Alabama, and I think Seattle's going to get. I think it's going to be a darn good game, and I'm hoping that about halftime I can leave where I'm at a party and get back to my house so I can watch a really good game without the confines of everybody else yelling and bothering me, and I can pause the TV when I want to and things of that nature.
Benefit of watching a home, right there.
Yeah. Couple of things here is one of my good buddies back in Tuscaloosa actually buys and sells tickets and buys the rights to tickets off of a various website out of New York, New Jersey. He actually had the rights for 6 Super Bowl tickets from Denver, okay, because he bought those at the beginning of the playoff, the rights for him. Ended up Denver makes the Super Bowl, so he got the tickets. He still has 2 available to sell. So, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, what you said earlier, he can't get rid of the tickets. He got rid of 4 together, and then he's got 2 together that he still can't get rid of, even on an overnight FedEx ship. What time's tip-off tonight for the UALR game? Because I'm looking at taking my 3 kids to that game so I don't have to sit at home and get drunk watching the Alabama-Auburn basketball game, because I got a feeling every time they miss a shot, I'm going to have to take a drink of some sort of beer.
Honestly, you're going to feel like it's 1960. They're going to turn back the tide or turn back the clock, I should say, on basketball. It is going to be horrific watching those
horrible.
2.
So what time is the tip-off tonight for the UALR game, though?
7 o'clock. Come on out. They're a 1-point underdog. They need all the UALR support they can get, and if you don't have tickets, I bet we can hook you up with a few.
Well, I tell you what, if you could hook me up with a couple of tickets, that'd be great. And then
if you promise to go, I'll put you on hold, and we'll get you 4.
I promise I'll be there.
Steve, I'll see you tonight.
Yep.
All right, see you, buddy. Matt, will you hook up? Oh, Matt stepped out. Just hang on, Steve. I'll get to you in a second. Got some news here from Robbie Nyswanger on the Twitter machine. Wide receiver Melvinson Hartfield, no longer a member of the Arkansas football team, revealed his departure on Twitter this morning, posting he's no longer a Razorback, and added, "But it was fun while it lasted." Arkansas also confirmed that he is no longer part of the program, to which I said, "Who?" He's a member of the 2013 signing class. I have no idea who he is.
He had offers from UAPB, Arkansas State, Kansas State, among, I think, one or two others. Mm-hmm. Two-star recruit from Dallas. Recruited by Taver Johnson last year. Not a guy that was expected to see the field, I think, anytime soon. A two-star, according to Rivals. You know, of course, you don't want to lose scholarship players, but at the same time.
Don't I?
You could be, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I do, actually. James.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Are you in Seattle or are you a Seattle fan?
No, actually, I'm from Little Rock, and I moved up here a little over a year ago.
You live in Seattle?
Yeah.
You're calling us from the Seattle?
Yes, I'm calling you from Seattle.
The wow. Seattle. I love it.
The 12th man stuff up here is absolutely nuts, man. I mean, from the flag hanging off this, you know, the Space Needle to you can't pass anybody's driveway without seeing a number 12. It's kind of over the top, but, you know, the city doesn't get a chance to enjoy it too often, so let them have it.
That's pretty cool. Is it more like, have you ever been to a game up there?
No, I have not. Tickets are really hard to get up here. They really are. You know,
it's like a college, man.
You stand a better chance of getting an Arkansas-Alabama ticket when Arkansas's having a good year. So,
catching a few.
About to say comparison.
Huh.
But anyway, it's pretty exciting up here right now. It's kind of an atmosphere of they feel like they're going to do it.
And how do you feel?
They're going to pull it off, too.
You think so?
I'm feeling like Seattle's going to pull it off. I think the run game's going to be a little bit too strong for Denver to take care of. Peyton is not a cold weather quarterback, so, that'll probably take care of itself, too.
I don't know about that. He played awfully well in a game earlier this season. It was like 11 in Denver, or maybe it was 18, whatever it was. It was cold. And he also, in not the best weather conditions, won a Super Bowl. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Right. It was warm rain, though. It was Miami rain.
It wasn't that warm.
Right.
Look at the temperature. It was pretty cold that game.
It was Miami rain.
Well, also getting him out of the dome for a while might have done some good, too.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah. We'll see, James. I appreciate it. I think we're in store for a great game.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, fellas, have a good day.
I appreciate it. Hey, do you say have a good gay? I don't know what that means. Hey, Matt, Tide fan Steve, 4 tickets for the UALR game tonight.
You got it.
He promised me he'll go. You want to go see your alma mater play tonight, big fella? You got plans tonight?
I do.
That sounded fake. Joe Klein will be in later. I'll have him have a word with you about it. Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Quick thing. I want Denver to win for a different reason probably than anybody else.
Why is that?
There's only been 2 coaches in history that won both the national championship and a Super Bowl. That's Barry Switzer and Jimmy Johnson. And Pete Carroll's won a national championship. I don't want him to be in that arena because both of those coaches have association with Arkansas.
Yeah.
Barry Switzer's a OU coach, which I'm an OU fan also.
I give a
does it help that Pete Carroll was a graduate assistant at Arkansas back in the day?
Well, then that does give him a little tie there, so that does help.
Yeah.
What about the
Underlew Holtz?
Do you put Paul Brown in that arena because before the merger – he won a few NFL championships with the Browns, and he won a national championship as the head coach at Ohio State. I would put him in as a third. He won at the highest level professional football at the time, and he won a college football championship.
So he's been in that as well?
Yeah, I would count Paul Brown in the mix too. But he hadn't won a Super Bowl, so your statement is absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
And I think there are probably a lot of people around here because of the fact that Pete Carroll's team scored 217 points on Arkansas in 2 seasons. Probably want to see him lose, but
want to see him fall hard. So yeah, and I do like Peyton Manning. He seems to be a good guy, even though he did the Domino's commercials. We'll forgive him for that.
But. All right, those are terrible, but not as bad as Dr. Dre's Coors Light commercials. But they're bad. Ice cubes.
Oh, those are hideous.
Yes. So bad. We talked about that a lot the other day. Anyway, Mike, appreciate the call.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
I have Pete. Spent time at my alma mater and at Arkansas, so I do like, and I have always liked.
So did
Pete.
John Fox too. The hair on John Fox at Iowa.
Not at Arkansas though. Only,
no, that's
only
right.
Us.
But
Christian,
I
wonder how Christian feels about Ice Cube's street cred.
Yeah, I bet more. Yeah, I bet he gives him a lot more credit than Matt Still does. Matt Still basically discounted his. This is way paraphrasing and probably overstating the case, but that he's undone a lot of the good that he did as a rapper by making terrible. Family
commercials?
No, family movies.
Are we there yet? Those movies?
That kind of stuff. But I said, look, I'm never going to begrudge a dude for making money.
That's
if you
right.
can get paid cash money to do something for a living that's totally legit, I got no problem with it.
Sell out.
That's what he said. Yeah. I don't know if it's selling out.
No, but I'm not opposed to guys of selling up. You sell out, you're making it.
That's just what they call it. I call it evolving. I don't like the phrase sell out. I don't really think
fair. But that's what it's called.
Well, why don't we call it jealousy, or why don't we call it...
Why is selling out so bad? I mean, selling out, if you're, say you're a musician, oh, what a sellout. oh, what do you mean? He made a ton of money and all of his concerts are packed with people? It's what everybody wants?
Well, partially, like, if people use...
It has a negative connotation, but it's a good thing.
Like, if this Pearl Jam song was used in a commercial, somebody would consider that being a sellout.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't have a problem
with
that. No. I'm here to make money.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
We live in a capitalist society. If you don't like it, move to Russia.
Boom.
Or China.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes, please do.
No, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Yeah, Chris just made that up. That's a good saying.
That's good, man.
I've never heard that before.
Well, you should use it sometime.
I will. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. I'm just going to say that.
Use it again.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game. Get to the all-new Landers Chevrolet in Benton, Arkansas. Go in to see Tim Hall and say, hey, I need a Silverado. Don't hate the player, hate the game. In fact, if you go in there today and say, don't hate the player, hate the game, they'll give you a dollar off your new vehicle purchase.
Just a dollar? That's worth at least two.
No question. You know what? $2. And if Tim won't honor that deal, I'll pay for it myself. Get down and see him. Start out the new year the right way with the all-new Landers Chevrolet. The 2014 Silverado Truck of the Year, Chevrolet Corvette Stingray redesigned, beautiful and awesome. And over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs on one lot in Benton, Arkansas. Get off at exit 121, and if you're coming from the capital city, just drive a couple miles down on the right. You'll see it. Don't forget about the award-winning service department, too. It is fantastic. I've had car service there many times over. They have loaner cars and shuttle service to make your service experience as easy as possible.